Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The third baseman, Pee Wee Reese. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Newcomb. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Don Newcomb. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Fanning. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snider hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Reese moves to third. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amoros hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Speak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Speak. The throw from Walker and he is out, Neal applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Furillo hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tanner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fanning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tanner moves to second. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Littrell hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ferrillo. Littrell reaches second base with a double. Tanner scores. Fanning moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newcomb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell misplays the ball. That's an error on Littrell. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls bunts towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Gilliam covering, for the out. Kindle moves to second. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Speak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kindle scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tanner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newcomb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morin moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amaras is 0-for-1 in the game. Amaras hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fanning for a passed ball. Amaras moves to second. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ferrillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferrillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Dodgers, 2, Cubs, 2. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fanning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fanning hits a line drive into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Littrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Littrell hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Newcomb is 0 for 1 in the game. Newcomb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Fanning and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a pop-up towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kindle for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Speak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Amaras is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Amara strikes out. One out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Furillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Furillo hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tanner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fanning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fanning hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo pinch hits for Don Newcomb. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sandy Koufax now pitching. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Littrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Littrell strikes out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hillman takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam catches it and throws to first to double up Hillman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hodges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walls strikes out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Speak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Chuck Tanner. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bob will now playing center field. Jim Bolger now playing right field. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Amaras is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Amaras hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Dick Drott now pitching. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Furillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Furillo takes first base on ball 4. Gino Cimoli pinch runs for Carl Furillo. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal bunts towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. Cimoli moves to second. 1 out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Rube Walker. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Sandy Koufax. Don Elston now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.